Hare Krishna, welcome to Kala Chanjis. First of all, before we start, I'd like to take blessings of all the assembled devotees, both here and online. Please bless me so I'm able to serve you all better. I'd also like to pray to Sri Sri Radha Kala Chanji. I have a request that as we read this verse and discuss this verse, we're able to come closer to them. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramhamsa Parivraj Kacharya Stotara Sata Shri Shrimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Thakur Ki Jaya. जय ओम विष्णुपदा परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती वैशेषकदास अधिकारी नामिनी नमः प्रहर्ष शिला प्रोपादानुसारिणी अनिंदित हृदय तस्मै शास्त्र भाजन चोदिनी नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। देवपि शान्तनोर्भ्रार्ता देवपि शान्तनोर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्ष्वशावंशजः मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामा आसाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ देवापि शान्तनुर्भ्रार्ता देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मरुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्राम आसाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्राम आसाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ। देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मरुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामासाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामाशाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ। देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामाशते महायोगा बलान्वितौ
माताजी
देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामासाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ देवपि शान्तनुर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशजः कलापग्रामासाते महायोगा बलान्वितौ
सो वर्ड फॉर वर्ड
देवपि
देवपि
शांतनो ऑफ महाराज शांतनु भ्राता द ब्रदर
मरुहु
मरु च एंड इक्ष्वाकु वंशजः
born in the dynasty of Ikshvaku.
Kalapa Grame, in the village Kalapa. Ashate, the two of them are living. Maha, great. Yogabala, with mystic power. Anvitao, endowed. Translation
by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Devapi, the brother of Maharaj Shantanu, and Maru, the descendant of Ikshvaku, both possess great mystic strength and are living even now in the village of Kalapa.
So this text doesn't have a purport, so going to the next verse.
Tavihatya kalerante vasudevanushikshitau varnashrama yutam dharma purvayat prathavi vishyataha.
Translation. At the end of the age of Kali, these two kings, having received instruction directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, will return to human society and re-establish the eternal religion of man, characterized by the divisions of Varna and Ashrama, just as it was before. Purport. According to this and the previous verse, the two great kings who will re-establish human culture after the end of Kali Yuga have already descended to the earth, where they are patiently waiting to render their devotional service to Lord Vishnu.
So we'll sing the Mangala Charan together. Prabhu, can you pass this to everybody? Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanavina Devi Daita Kripa Badhyaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhyā Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padam Bhujote Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchinananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Vira Bhavastvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvesha Namaha Pancha Tattvakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayate Surutor Pangor Mama Mandir Matirgati Matsarvasya Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindavaranya Kalpatruma Srimad Ratnagara Simhanastu Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tathastita Karshan Venu Svaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriestuna Tapta Kalchara Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Prati Devi Satyavatai Namo Namaha Shri Narsimha Jai Narsimha Jai Jai Narsimha Pralad Deshe Jai Padma Mukha Padma Bhringa Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam dharmasya tadatmanam shrijamyaham paritranaya shadhunam vinasaya cha dishkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge manmana bhav mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mame vashyasi yuktvaivam atmanam mat parayanaha Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshya mami masucha shushro shraddhanasya vasudeva katharuchi shanmahat sevya vipra punya tirtha nishevanat shrimnatsva katha krishna punya shravana kirtana hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidhonoti shrutsatam Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagvata sevaya bhagvati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobhadayaschaye chetayetir anivedit anavidam sitam sattve prasidhati evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavata tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hridaye grantas chidyanti sarva samshaya shriyanti chasya karmani drashtaivatmani shvare malihana kare se bija aropana shravana kirtana jale karya sechana Tahan Vishtara Tahana Pale Prema Phala Ihan Mali Sheche Nitya Shravanadi Jala वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योगा शिक्षार्थम एक पुरुष पुराणा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपा बुद्धि यस्तम अहम प्रपद्ये कालं नष्टं भक्ति योगं निजया प्रद्युक्तार्तुं कृष्ण चैतन्य नामा आविर्भूतस्तस्य पदारविन्दे गादं गादं लियतं चित्तभृंगा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे देवपी शांत नोर्भ्राता मारुश्चेक्वाकुवंशज कलाप ग्राम आशते महायोगो बलान्वितौ.
सो इन दिस चैप्टर वी आर एक्चुअली डिस्कसिंग द सिम्टम्स ऑफ कली विच आर वेरी स्केरी. You know, we've been reading and we've been hearing for the last few weeks. And most of what is described, the symptoms of Kali, is something which we're already experiencing. You know, quarrel, envy, lying, cheating, you know, the list can go on, right? Pretty depressing. But also in this Kali Yuga, we are actually very, very fortunate to have got the highest mercy in the form of the holy name which came down from Mahaprabhu. So Shukdev Goswami is actually explaining to Parikshit Maharaj. So for your benefit, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Puran. It is the fruit of all the Vedas. It's the most nectarian. And this was actually spoken to Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit is actually the grandson of Arjun. And basically, he is about to die. He has 7 days to live. And he actually approaches his spiritual master, who is Shukdev Goswami. And Shukdev Goswami is explaining the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. This basically describes, you know, the pastimes of Krishna and has a lot of important instructions for us on how we need to, you know, organize our lives in this, you know, this age of Kali. And we are actually reading now from the 12th canto, which is the last canto. There are 12 cantos. This is the last canto in which Shukdev Goswami is now explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, he was the king of this world, that, you know, what are the symptoms of Kali and what's going to happen after Kali. So there are 4 yugas: Satya Yug, Dwapar Yug, Treta Yug, and then we have Kali Yug. And then again after that you have again the 4 yugas. So this is what Shukdev Goswami is explaining. What were the symptoms of Kali Yuga? Right now is Kali Yuga, we are all experiencing this. So now what happens? So this is what Shukdev Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, that after Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga is going to come, and this cycle keeps continuing till the end of Brahma. So Lord Brahma, he is the creator of this universe, and every day of Brahma, he basically creates the entire universe, and then when he sleeps, there is destruction of the universe, again he creates. So every day he has to keep creating the universe. But at the end of Brahma, then there's going to be total annihilation. But till then, you know, the 4 yugas will keep repeating. So just like there are changes in the yugas, you know, in our Vedic culture, we also have different stages. You know, we have the brahmachari, then we have the grahastha, then we have the vanaprastha, and then we have sannyas. So right now, these kids are in brahmachari stage. You know, they're doing their education. Some of us are in the grahastha stage. You know, we're working, we're trying to take care of the family. Not very easy, but, you know, we're trying our best. Then we have the vanaprastha stage, where, you know, once kids are grown up, you know, most of our responsibilities are over. At that time, we take a retired life. And, you know, and then after that comes the sannyas. And usually they say that, you know, at sannyas is when you focus more on spiritual life. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj actually says that right from the birth, you know, you don't have to wait till sannyas. Right from the beginning, right from your birth, we have to have a devotional life. And, you know, we have to take to the process of this devotional service right from childhood and fix in Krishna's service from the beginning. So, like in Bhagavad Gita, you know, one constant theme which we keep hearing in the Bhagavad Gita is that, you know, we are not this body, we are the soul. You know, if you think of each one of us, right, we all started as a baby. We all became big. We went to school. We are becoming older and older. One day our body is going to become old and it's going to die, right? And then the soul, it needs to move to another body. So the soul transmigrates into another body. And how does it get another body? It's based on the activities which we perform in this life. So the body is more like a dress. You know, every day in the morning we take a shower, we wear a new dress, and then when we again, the next day we take another shower, you know, there's a new dress, right? So same way, the soul is just moving from one body to another like a dress. But there are so many who forget this, you know, and we forget the difference, and the real knowledge is actually to understand that this human form of life is actually very, very, it's very beneficial, because only in this human form of life we can actually understand that we are the soul and not this body. So this is what Krishna is trying to explain to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, that the real knowledge is to understand the difference in the human form of body. Krishna is hence saying to Arjuna to appreciate the difference between Kshetra and Kshetrajna. And the body is actually, you know, just dead material, right? Like, and the soul is actually eternal consciousness. So if you think of an example, right? So if you take a baby, right? A baby who has life, you see that the baby starts growing. The body changes. But if there is no life in the baby, the body does not change. So that is the difference. The body is dead material, is made of dead matter, but the soul is eternally conscious. So in spiritual life, it's very important to know the difference between the field and the knower. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada in his books, time and time again, says that we are the spirit, and then there is a supreme spirit or a super spirit. And it's very easy for us to actually be aware of the super spirit. And how does that happen? By intelligence. And even the intelligence is actually given by Krishna. So we can actually feel the body is separate. You know, like if we actually sit back and think about our body, right? Like if you feel your arm and you press your arm, you know, everybody press your arm. You see, it's a little squishy, right? It's made of water. And if you actually, you know, prick your arm, you'll actually see that, you know, lots of stuff comes out, right? So this is something for us to actually sit back and think that, you know, yeah, we are actually the soul. We are, you know, covered with this body. The skin just has like some covering, just like an apple, for example. You know, apple has a covering, and the skin has a covering. You know, skin is actually giving a covering to the body. So does anyone feel frustrated in life? Show of hands, anybody frustrated? No? I know I'm frustrated. One person, two people are frustrated. Three, okay, four, five, six. All right. So yes, we all get frustrated. The reason being, you know, we are spiritual beings and we are in this material world. We're from the spiritual world, but we're having a material experience. And, you know, material things, the energy is not eternal. You know, it falls apart. You know, if you look at an apartment, you look at a car, you look at a house, you know, things are always falling apart, right? It's never like, you know, if you have a home, it's like, you know, the project never ends. You know, something is always falling apart, right? So you know, that's the nature of material energy. It's always falling apart. So Krishna is very, very affectionate to the soul. He's always trying to help the soul. Krishna is sitting right with us in our hearts, in everybody, you know. And if we desire to know Him, He will actually give us that intelligence to know Him. And if someone is trying to know Krishna, then He actually gives that person the knowledge, the intelligence to come to Him. But at the same time, if somebody is trying to forget Him, then Krishna also gives him the intelligence to forget Him. Like, for example, if somebody, you know, is atheist or something, right, doesn't believe, you know, Krishna makes arrangements so they get another philosophy. So the main thing is that we need to have the right desires, the desire to serve Krishna. So the knowledge of this relationship with Krishna, us being the eternal servitor to the Supreme Spirit, is actually what Mahaprabhu gave as Sambandha Gyan. So there are three things, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So, for example, if you think of, let's take two people who are about to do business, right? So before you start the business, we have to sign a contract, right? So we have a relationship. We set the relationship by a contract. So that is called the Sambandha. And then once a relationship is set, then we start the dealing, right? That is the Abhideya. We actually are doing the work. And then we have some profit. And profit is the Prayojan, the cause. So in the same way, Mahaprabhu actually gave us the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan in spiritual life. And our Sambandha is that we are eternal servitors of Krishna. The Abhideya, the way to do it is by bhakti. How do we realize it? Is by devotional service or bhakti, the process which we follow. And Prayojan is prema, or, you know, love of Krishna. So millions of human entities are frustrated, unhappy, they don't know this. And an example is, you know, we went on book distribution the other day, and we were talking to a person, and this person was saying, yeah, you know, so I asked him, so how are you doing? And they were like, yeah, it's so cold. Now my car broke down, you know, all these things. And then I said, are you happy? And the person said, yes, I'm happy. And, you know, it actually made me think that, you know, actually we are all suffering, but we still try to show that we are happy. You know, people don't even know that we are actually unhappy from within. And how do we actually get that real happiness? You know, that is what Mahaprabhu came down to give us, the real happiness. So what is the purpose of life? And if we ask that question, Krishna actually gives us the answer, and the answer is forthcoming. And the example is just like Gajendra. You know, there's a story, do you guys know the story of Gajendra? Okay. Just like Gajendra, you know, like Gajendra, he was in the water, the crocodile was getting him, and that's when he actually prayed, and he said that Krishna is always waiting to give us the answers. He's just waiting to reciprocate to the questions we have. And when we are receptive to Krishna, the instructions come inwardly and outwardly. And Krishna gives us the intelligence for us to actually go back to Him. So bhakti actually starts with gratitude. You know, we need to have a lot of gratitude. Gratitude to so many people. You know, so many people have done so many things for us, and we need to have that gratitude. And only when we have gratitude, that's when bhakti starts. And when we have that mood of gratitude, you know, when we look around, you know, Krishna has given us so much. You know, He's given us His body to start with. He's given us, you know, the food. If you think about the apple, right, the example of the apple, He's given a covering to the apple. Each tree has seeds. You know, from the seed, you actually get more trees. Isn't that wonderful? You know, from a small, tiny seed, you get something else. So we have to be very, very grateful. He's not only giving, and He's not only giving us everything, and we are completely dependent on Him. And that is called surrender, sweet surrender, you know, sharanagati, what we say. And if we are actually in that mood of surrender, that's when, you know, bhakti really starts. That faith that, you know, Krishna is everything. You know, we are dependent on Him. So a jiva soul should surrender, thinking that, how do I even take care of myself? And only when we surrender, the extent to which we surrender, Krishna actually reciprocates with us. So how do we actually come to that point of surrender? How do we come to the point of, you know, being grateful? How do we do our bhakti yoga so actually we can get that intelligence?
And, you know, our acharyas, our parampara has actually given us those answers. You know, and one very good book for us to actually read and follow is The Nectar of Instruction, the Upadeshamrita by Sri Rupa Goswami. And the Goswamis are very, very important for us in our parampara. You know, they were actually sent by Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan for specific purposes. You know, one purpose was go discover all the places in Vrindavan which are lost. Build those temples. When you build temples, people will be actually attracted to come back to, you know, to the divine couple. The second main thing was write books. You know, Mahaprabhu actually gave them instructions to write a lot of literature. And they produced a lot of literature. You know, literature both about who is Krishna and how do we actually achieve Krishna. You know, and then another instruction which Mahaprabhu gave them was show everybody on how to do devotional service by your example. And, you know, they all led really exemplary lives to actually give us examples on how do we need to follow in their footsteps to, you know, practice devotional service. So one example on how to be successful or boost our spiritual life is, you know, given in the Nectar of Instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami. He says that what are some of the things which are favorable to our devotional service? And he gives 6 items. One is you have to be enthusiastic. You have to be very enthusiastic in your devotional service. Second, endeavor with confidence. You know, you have to be very confident and endeavor that, yes, this is the path given by our acharyas. We are going to follow it with determination. You have to be very patient. You have to act according to the regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Fifth is abandoning the association of non-devotees. And sixth is following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. So these 6 principles, you know, they definitely assure us pure devotional service. So some examples to boost our pure devotional service. So let's say, you know, enthusiasm, right? I was actually watching a video of, I don't know if you all got that on you know, WhatsApp, of Boy George, you know, singing the song. Did you see that video? No. So there's this singer, Boy George, and he actually, I think it's from the 80s, he sings this song, and behind him are a group of devotees who are actually dancing. And I noticed Sachinandan Maharaj there, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, and he was dancing with so much enthusiasm. You know, just seeing him dance, you know, I felt like, yeah, that's the enthusiasm we should all have. And, you know, when we are enthusiastic, that's when we can understand that, yes, you know, this process is so much nectarian. You know, we are having so much fun. We are actually enjoying this, you know. So that is enthusiasm. And we have to be very patient. And the example of patience was given by Srila Prabhupada himself. You know, if you take Srila Prabhupada's life, he was so patient. He got the instruction from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But, you know, it was a full lifetime of preparation for him to, you know, come to the U.S., right? He struggled so much, but he was very patient. You know, he wrote so many books. When he was coming to the U.S., specifically, he got, you know, the first 3 volumes, the 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam in trunk loads, you know, on the Jaladuta. And even on the Jaladuta, he actually, you know, gave the first Srimad Bhagavatam set to the captain of the ship. And even when he came here, you know, it was so difficult for him, right? He came to New York in the time when it was the most severe winter, which we had seen. And if you know, if you think about Srila Prabhupada, you know, at that time he came with just dhoti, right? And dhoti is not meant for New York winter. And, you know, dhoti is meant for Calcutta, where it's hot. And, you know,
he struggled. He struggled so much, but still he had that confidence, he had that determination, he had the enthusiasm, he had the patience. And if we just follow in his footsteps, you know, Srila Prabhupada's footsteps of being determined, you know, following the instructions of our parampara, you know, that's a very, very nice example for us to remember that, yes, you know, we have to be very patient. This process is going to take its time. Krishna is actually testing us that, okay, is this jiva soul really want to come back to me? And he's going to present you with, you know, multiple challenges. And that's when we need to test ourselves to see, are we ready there? So, you know, a few other examples to boost, you know, our daily life, right? Like even just picking flowers for Krishna. You know, picking flowers for Krishna, if we are in that mood of service, you know, that can boost our spiritual life. Or drinking the Charanamrit, right? You know, every morning there is so nice Abhishek, you know. It flows down the whole body of Krishna from the feet. We are drinking the Charanamrit. And that can actually boost our spiritual life. Chanting Hare Krishna very attentively, you know, that is the most important in our spiritual practice. Because this holy name is not a material vibration, it's coming from the spiritual world. And just by hearing the holy name, you know, everything is going to be really revealed. So yesterday there was a very nice class by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And he was speaking from, you know, Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, text, chapter 11, text 2. And in that, Maharaj actually explains that, you know, just by chanting sincerely, attentively, Krishna is actually going to reveal everything to us. You know, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. And, you know, everything is going to come just by chanting the holy name. So how do we chant? How do we chant sincerely? You know, and Maharaj actually said that we should chant in a way that you can hear yourself sincerely. Chant sincerely so you're able to hear yourself. You know, that should be our motto. And some of the examples he gave on how we can practice this is, you know, wake up in the morning, you know, have the Mangal Arati, chant in front of Tulsi Maharani, chant in association of devotees, because that will actually help us to chant better. So, you know, never should we actually feel that even, you know, as we start chanting, never should we actually feel that, we are actually getting advanced. You know, if we get that mood that, yes, we're getting advanced, we are privileged, then everything is lost. You know, everything is lost. So, we should always consider ourselves starting. You know, like if you all remember that when we were starting in our devotional practice, we were so enthusiastic. You know, we were like, yes, you know, let's do it. So that should be our mood. Our mood should be that we're just starting out and we should be in that position, carry that feeling in our heart, devoid of any qualification. And the other important thing in the Nectar of Instruction which they give is following in the footsteps of our acharyas. So what does that mean? You know, so if you take the example of an inventor or a discoverer, you know, they've already discovered something for us. We don't have to rediscover it, right? We don't have to waste our valuable time trying to rediscover it. We just take that as an axiomatic truth and we say, okay, yes, we believe and we are going to follow. In the same way, our acharyas have said that we have to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So they've already given us the path and the way to actually perform devotional service. And that's what we should, you know, take. And they've actually listed out who those Mahajans are, or who those devotees are whom we should follow. There are 12 devotees, 12 Mahajans. And if you take examples like, you know, Bhishma or Bali Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, you know, they're all their lives, if you just look at it, it's exemplary. You know, they've all led lives which we can strive for. Even if you take the example of Mahaprabhu, right? Mahaprabhu came down just to share this path to us. How do we actually get pure devotional service? How do we get prema the highest in this Kali Yuga. And, you know, just following Mahaprabhu's example in his footsteps, you know, that is called Ragatmik Bhakti, right? Following in the footsteps of somebody who is actually, you know, great. So yes, never should we actually feel advanced. We should never feel privileged. And pure devotees never actually want anything in return. You know, they're only doing devotional service for doing devotional service because they want to see Krishna satisfied. And failure should never be stumbling blocks in our devotional service, because actually they should become pillars of our success, because results will come only by their own force. You know, nothing goes in vain. Even if you do something, let's say we're not able to go back home in this very lifetime, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that, you know, we start off from where we left off. Even if we are not trying to come back to devotional service, Krishna himself is going to pull you back from where you left off. So there's nothing to be morose about. You know, we should not have any doubt in this, that we, you know, that what's going to happen. But Srila Prabhupada says that if you follow the four regulative principles, follow, you know, his instructions, chant 16 rounds, follow, read his books, he guarantees that we can go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. But, you know, he's thrown the rope, we just need to catch and pull on it, right? We have to do our endeavor. So these are just small examples of Sharanagati or surrender. We don't have to create our own. We just have to follow in the footsteps of, you know, our Mahajans. If someone wants to actually follow in these footsteps, it actually starts with surrender or Sharanagati. And this instruction from Nectar of Instruction will actually give us the direction on how we can implement these instructions. So it's very important to actually remember, you know, our first point, that we are not this body, we are the soul. And, you know, sometimes we actually get carried away by our senses, right? Our senses are always roaming. Krishna actually says in the Bhagavad Gita that even one roaming sense can actually pull us away from, you know, from the path of devotional service. So there's another really nice verse in Nectar of Instruction. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udara pashta vegam etana vegam yo vishaheta dhira sarvam apiman prithvim chashishyat. So Srila Rupa Goswami is actually saying that it's very important for us to control our senses. Why control our senses? Because only when we control our senses can we actually come to that path of sattvagun, you know, that level of actually practicing, performing our devotional service. So what does this mean? He's saying that a sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger and the urges of the tongue, belly or genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So somebody might think that, oh, how come right from the first verse, Srila Rupa Goswami is actually telling us how we can make disciples. But our mood should be that, you know, this is how, these are the qualifications of a guru. So when you're looking for a guru, these are the qualifications we should be looking for. And these are the qualifications we should strive for, you know, that we are able to actually control our senses. So that's why they are called Goswamis, right? Go means senses, and Swami is somebody who can control their senses. Somebody who is able to control their senses for the practice. So urge to speak, right? We all have that urge to speak. So that doesn't mean that we have to be silent. You know, Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say that we have to actually channelize our energy to just speak Krishna Katha. And then we have the actions of anger. You know, anger is so detrimental to our devotional service. You know, sometimes they say that you can actually use anger in devotional service, but it's better to just stay away from anger. You know, and examples are given like Hanuman, right? Hanuman was so angry in Lanka that he actually burned the entire Lanka. And after he did that, he was actually, he didn't feel very good. You know, he was like, oh, look what happened with my anger. I actually burned the entire Lanka. And then he was thinking, oh, what's going to happen to Sita? You know, Mother Sita is here. Is she okay? And then he was, you know, flying everywhere just to find Mother Sita. You know, he was so perturbed, you know, because of his anger. And only when he saw Mother Sita was safe that, you know, he calmed down. You know, Krishna also says to Arjun that, you know, fight, right? He's inciting him. But for us, I think it's better that we, you know, stay away from anger. You know, anger is not very, very beneficial for us in our devotional service. And then we have the urge of the tongue, right? What does the tongue do? Tongue speaks and tongue eats, right? It wants to taste different varieties of food, quantity of food. You know, the list can go on. So if we are able to control our tongue, both by our speech and by what we eat, you know, automatically everything is in a line, right? Our tongue, our belly, our genitals, everything gets controlled just by the tongue. And how can we control the tongue? By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Katha, No Prajalpa, and only eating Krishna Prasad. And when we have Krishna Prasad, the mood should not be that we want to eat opulent Krishna Prasad, because then the whole point of Krishna Prasad is lost. You know, then we are actually thinking about, you know, our senses again, that, oh, you know, even though you're having Krishna Prasad, there is going to be benefit, but that whole point that, yes, you know, this is mercy, right? We should be thinking that this is mercy of Krishna. And that's the mood in which we should be actually honoring prasad. Even on Ekadashi, right, there are some very nice examples of how we can control our tongue. And examples are that fasting on Ekadashi, right, fasting on some festivals like Janmashtami. So why do we do that, right? Ekadashi fasting is not Ekadashi feasting. Ekadashi fasting means, it doesn't mean that, oh, now we have different choices of prasadam. But the whole point should be that, you know, we are actually, Krishna, we are actually trying to do some small sacrifice. So we are actually able to think about you. We cannot do this all the time. We can't do this every day. Maybe twice a day, twice, 2 days in a month, we are going to try for you, you know. This is something which we can all strive for. And when we actually do that tapasya, only when we do that tapasya that, you know, our mind can be controlled, right? When the mind is controlled, and only when we are able to fill our mind with Krishna consciousness, with the Hare Krishna mantra, then, you know, everything goes out. You know, for example, they say that when Krishna is there, Maya runs away. You know, Maya is never there when Krishna is there. So same way, how can we drive away all the bad thoughts in our mind? By filling our mind with Krishna. You know, when you know, chant in such a way that you're filling your mind with the holy name. Because as soon as holy name comes, you know, Maya has to go out, right? Only then we can control our mind. So we should feel very grateful that, you know, Mahaprabhu actually came, you know, in this yoga. We should be very grateful that we are in the association of such amazing devotees. We should be very grateful that we are in Kalachanji Dham. We should take advantage of this beautiful movement. We are in the right time, in the right yoga. And you know, the main thing is that even though we are in Kali Yuga, the symptoms are very, very, symptoms are there everywhere, but we need to take advantage of this holy name and this whole process. So we'll stop here and we'll see if there are any comments, starting from the right, going all the way to the left. So we'll start with Prabhu. Any reflections or any comments, something which stuck to you, which you can share with us? Anything you'd like to share, Prabhu? So we are starting with you. So we're going to start from right to left. You're going to share something. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, every day. I could see happiness, that particular time. But while dealing with the entire, the day-to-day life, while dealing with kids or while dealing with office stuff, definitely, frustration comes.
Yes.
Yeah, slowly I'm getting better. Whatever you say, we have to stay away from anger. So those things I need to be.
Yeah. Well, when I saw all of you coming in, I could tell all of you look very peaceful and very spiritual.
Yeah.
So you're all coming from a very spiritual family. The point, you're making a very nice point. The point is that we have to have a daily practice.
Yes.
And that's what Srila Prabhupada actually gave us. He gave us a daily practice. So every day, we all chant some minimum number of rounds.
Yeah.
And the reason why we set a number is that when we actually strive for that, even our acharyas, when they chanted with their bead bag and a counter. So we all have a counter, so we can count the number of rounds we do. Because when you count, you get numerical strength. And, it's like our way of protecting us for the day. So when we wake up in the morning, we chant our rounds, we have a very nice morning program, then we are ready for the day. So then when we go out in the material world, we meet with so many people, right? Different thoughts, that doesn't affect us at that point. And we, even though we are dealing with them, we don't associate with them. So what does that mean? Associating is actually, so we give them our association rather than taking their association. Because when we take their association, then we get affected. And that actually then, it changes the whole mood, the whole attitude of the day. And then, it trickles down into the family as well, right, in the evening. So, it's not easy. But the devotional practice, if we do, so the morning program is, in the morning, here we start at 4:30 in the morning. We have a Mangal Aarti, then we have Tulsi Aarti, we have a Narsingha Aarti, the Tulsi Aarti, then we do Japa for 16 rounds. So even if you're not doing 16 rounds, start with some numerical number which you can strive for every day. And then after that, we have the Guru Puja, and we read, like we're reading today, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, you can all sit together at home, take some time, maybe start with one verse, every day. And you will see immediately that, the whole atmosphere is going to change. And then you can do some small kirtan at home. Prasadam is so easy. Whatever you cook, offer to Krishna first. That, the mood in which you are actually preparing the food should be that, okay, I'm doing this for Krishna's pleasure. You can offer it to Krishna and then accept and honor it. So,
thank you, Swamiji.
Hare Krishna.
You want to talk?
Mataji. Okay. All right. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhubhye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vindaki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.